Welcome to Blacker the Berry. I am Dean, baby. That across me in the virtual world, the virtual screen, that is the Madman Los. How you doing, player?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Throwing on some glasses today?
Yeah, it's been a while since I put the frames on. You know what I'm saying?
Whenever you put the frames on, we about to get into some shit.
I'm about to change this, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm feeling like we need to educate the people out here. I know we normally do educate the people, but I feel like we need to educate them more than usual. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm a doctor.
What regards, my brother?
In regards to this love, life, and happiness, man. You know what I'm saying? Or the pursuit of happiness, as the Constitution once said. So last week we had...
Still says it.
Yeah, it'd be okay. All right now. so last week we had... Pastor Pabs. What?
We did.
Out the good sermon, the good word.
He was.
But now we got these two young queens giving out the word now here too. What I want them to do is I want them to make sure.
Okay.
I reiterate, make sure.
Okay.
They spread the good word of the Lord in this episode. And
the Lord, without further ado,
I would like to welcome
Jesus Christ, Lord, or like God, Lord.
Hey, listen, that's up to you, man. I mean, long as it ain't Babylon,
Muhammad, you know Lord, listen. Which Lord?
Yeah, listen, Yahweh is your way. All right. so, without further ado, I'd like to welcome Nels and Sean Easton to the building. Now,
shout out, what it is? How y'all feel?
What's going on, Queen?
I'm feeling great.
We're good. We did some karaoke. We chilling.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, karaoke?
Girls' night.
Notice I said Queens because Nels is from Queens. That's a bar. Y'all ain't get it. Y'all get it later. You know what I'm saying? Kill you, what up? Anywho.
I hate this.
There's a lot to talk about today, ladies. There's a lot we got to talk about. So, let's just start off the first thing. The cusp. The term toxic.
Toxic.
Is it, first of all, I want to have your definition of it, and is it overused in today's society?
Oh.
Hit me.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Not all at once, ladies.
So the definition of toxic to me?
Personally, yeah.
I feel like the definition of toxic just means overly exaggerated non-communication. Just no communication, no energy. It's kind of fake, like a facade. It's a front. And also, it's just to get under people's skin. It's kind of petty. I don't think it's overused because it's overused throughout everyone. Everyone's pretty much toxic nowadays. It's kind of the way of dating.
That's presumptuous as fuck.
Every guy I've dated for the past 2 years have been different types of toxic.
Oh, all right, all right. And Nels, I'm getting to you, but please let me get is it because you attract the toxic? Is the toxic in you attracting the toxic in other niggas?
I'm a beautiful person. I'm not toxic.
Yes, you are.
You think so?
Hold on now.
According to your definition, you said everyone's a little toxic.
Everyone's a little toxic.
So is that little bit of toxicity maybe attracting somebody else's not so little toxicity?
Mm-hmm. I feel like y'all reaching.
Listen, are we? What she said. Is your small little level of toxic attracting someone else's Chernobyl or radioactiveness? Is that the case?
I don't think so.
Okay. Fair.
Isn't it? Well, then hold on. But then isn't it still presumptuous to believe that everyone's toxic in today's day and age, right? Like, isn't that in itself? Couldn't that be an issue in itself, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think. Yeah. Okay. I disagree.
Go ahead now.
I don't think everyone is toxic, but in today's society, absolutely. Toxic is everyone's favorite word. And I don't think that people are toxic. I think people want to be toxic. it's like a new trend. Like, everybody wants to be toxic, and they think it's sexy. They think it's a turn on. Like, it's really not. It's not. Yeah,
but see, that's the, and I guess for me, like, that's the whole thing. Is like, all right, I can understand this whole toxic shit being real popular for, like, you know, the younger generation, especially people in high school and college ages, you know, just doing dumb shit, not really giving a fuck. I get that. But when we get older, and, like, okay, I'm 30 years old. I'm 30 years old. So I would say fucking even past 25, because I wasn't an asshole at that age. You know what I mean? But, like, come the fuck on.
Really? Seriously.
Like, we're still doing toxic shit.
Yeah.
Niggas is almost 30. Like, we got other shit to do. Like, first of all, this is something else I never really understood about men or women. Like, you know, it's a lot easier if you just stay single and you just let everybody know, hey, listen, I'm moving how I move, which is none of your business because I'm single. But because of that, you can move however you want to move because you're single.
Amen. But you know, in today's society, you can't do that.
Right.
Why not? Yeah. Why not? Well, see, why not?
Well, this is where the toxicness come in. When you try to do that, let me tell you for real, I'm a real woman.
She told me.
I'm going to tell you, if I'm not with you and I'm single, I'm going to do me and you could do you if that's what you want to do. But a lot of the men want to do them. But whether you're single or not, they don't want you to do you. Why? Because for some reason, it hurts more when the woman is doing her. And then they don't like that. It's like a control mechanism or something. They need to have control.
You know what it is?
Everyone's toxic. Everyone's excited.
It's the damn pip it backwards and they're fucking weak. No, it ain't that. It ain't that. It's just bitch assness. It's bitch assness and weakness. No, that's no. That's what it comes down to. Because you want to know. Nah.
Let's be real now.
Nah, bro.
First one is the what?
Listen, I understand all that.
It's hard to let go, boy.
But nah, but.
Damn, go crazy.
That's it. But then that's the issue, though, right? Like, the fact that, like, motherfuckers can't just, like, take a step back, relax. Like, you don't own, like, there's nothing there that should stop her from doing anything that she fucking wants. So then who the fuck are you, right? But, like, that's the issue. Like, there are, like, and then that makes sense about what you say, right? Because I do got a homeboy. And this motherfucker is different, though. Like, he's a different kind of fucking human when it comes to that kind of shit. Like, you know, like, when he's, like, you know, when he's out there single and shit, like, he moves how I was just, like, saying and shit. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised by y'all responses, but it's still surprising because I'm not in the market. I'm on the shelf washed up happily at the crib chilling, watching everybody else.
As you should be. Class to you.
Yeah.
Class to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Make a change.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes out here just chilling. You know what I mean? But it just doesn't make any. I don't know. I just talking in circles. It just doesn't make any sense to me how you as a grown man are just so. You preach this higher power. So you preach this you being on another pedestal and you being whatever the fuck it is. And you can't even just like if you're not going fucking wife or making your girlfriend whatever the fuck it is. Let her live her life because then the thing is, they're fucking themselves up in the end. Because if you destroy a woman, she's gonna go to another man, maybe destroy him. Now we're gonna have a perpetual cycle.
Yeah,
people aren't people, unfortunately. Like, it's a fucking fact. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, man, stop being like, y'all pimping backwards,
exactly. But you know what,
backwards.
That could also be stopped from happening if the woman is also healed. Okay, if you know yourself and you know your worth, and even if you're dealing with a toxic motherfucker, all the toxic energy cannot get to you. It's not going to change who you are. It's not going to make you go to the next man and be toxic to him and bring all your baggage towards him. No, you're going to drop it from that situation and you're going to go and be a grown woman and restart over.
Like Sierra.
In this generation, a lot of them can't do that. That's
Sierra.
The problem.
Sierra did it.
That is the
so we all grown. We all grown here, right? Right. And as Bernie Mac said, we all family. We all family. So I just want to let's sit down and have like a conversation like family would. So then the question becomes, what is the attraction to that type of motherfucker? And what I mean by it is like, maybe it's because me and Los are dudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know dudes. So like sometimes we'll see chicks with dudes and then they'll be like, oh, he's this, he's this. And we'll be like, you don't know this nigga?
Yeah.
You don't smell this shit?
You want me to be honest?
You want me to be honest? Yeah,
you want me to be honest?
I think
it's
the dick, isn't it?
No, okay. Look, let's be real. It's just the dick.
It's just the dick.
And I'll be real with you. And this is, Los knows I like to tell my stories.
Uh-huh.
This is with my ex.
Okay.
With the person for 2 years, right? And everybody kept saying, like, that's not your type of nigga. You don't even like guys like that. You're not attracted. And I wasn't attracted to him when I first met him at all. Had no interest in him.
Right.
It was the dick. Mm. Made me go loco. Okay? I didn't expect that. And when that started happening, you know, I would make myself realize, like, all right, I would never marry this man. For 2 years, I'm with him, but I would never let him meet my family. When I started thinking to myself, I was like, wow, I really don't want to be with him. It's really just a dick.
Is it because he had one leg like this, the other leg on frontal, and he was like, mang, 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 mang.
I love it.
It was touching my heart. It was
touching
my soul.
To me.
But you know what? It's, when you get, the older you get, you realize that shit is not even worth it. It's a waste of time. Mm. It is. I wasted 2 years and in those mature stages
of your good skin too, girl. You gave him 2 years of your good skin.
Yes, 2 years. Not even realizing, like, for what? For some dick.
Can you say it was a complete waste because he was giving you a mock.
Well, doesn't it?
Yeah, but guess what? He can still give it a mock. It's up to her. He was giving me a mock, but I get that mock anywhere.
Right.
She just said some real shit right there, because that's a fact, right? Like, and this is something too, which is why I sometimes come off to weak woman as like someone who like, oh, like you have an issue with women. I don't have an issue with women. I don't have an issue with men either. I have an issue with stupidity, and I just view everyone on equal fucking basis. So, like, there are some women out there who it's always like a woe is me kind of thing. Like, I can't find a man. I can't get this. Why are there no men out here? Yada, yada, yada. Not even understanding the power that she wields.
Yeah.
Like it is so easy for a woman to go punch up in a weight class with no fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
And no one will bat a fucking eye. But if a guy does that, we rightfully so would be like, what the fuck is she doing with him? Like, if I would have seen my cousin walk into like a family function with somebody that is not within her weight class, financially, physically, like, you gotta fucking at least, we got 5 classes. He should be hitting at least 3.5.
Talk about the classes, Dean.
You see what I'm saying? Like, we need to be hitting at least 3.5. But like, listen, obviously it's physically, it's emotionally, it's spiritually, it's financially, and also it's fucking sexually.
Woo.
That is something that has to be fucking added in there.
Yes, absolutely. These
motherfuckers should be hitting at least 3.5 boxes. All right? But like, if you don't see that,
pretty
weird. Weird.
But you know what?
Uh-huh.
You know what also, like you said, weaker women, right? A lot of the times, it don't matter what that woman's status is or what she got, and it don't look like they're supposed to be together. If she is not spiritually in tune with herself, and she don't understand her worth, how could you expect us to even know better?
That's how she be getting so that's how the crackhead, because you know what? I never understood, because I was a nigga and fucking. So like, when I was in high school, I was like confused by certain shit. Because I would like see these chicks with certain dudes, and I'm like, I remember this one chick. Bad as fucking. I mean, like, just like every, she was smart. She was fucking athletic. She was fucking musical. She was like everything you got, right? She was with this nigga who was the dread of the earth. Like, we wouldn't even want to walk past her. Nigga, he smelled like shit. And I'm like, this nigga getting the yams.
Oh,
what are we doing?
Almost niggas need.
I don't know about smell like no shit. I don't know.
Bro. Well, excuse me. Maybe he did smell. He looked like shit, so I just maybe equated it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh,
okay,
like,
yeah.
But
then
you know what it is though. I look at that and I'm just like, oh, that's like, you don't understand the power that you fucking wield. Like, you should be dating a dude who's like in fucking going to Harvard or some shit. Like, I'm confused. Like, I'm confused. Like,
so you want to know some real shit?
Break it down.
I was that woman. So I could understand both sides. I was that woman who was very weak, who was with a man that was not up to my standards whatsoever, not financially, spiritually, emotionally, in no shape or way. But you know what it was? When I met him, also, he had a way of making me feel so insecure that in my mind, I couldn't be with nobody else. In my mind, nobody would want to be with me, no matter how pretty I am, no matter how fat my ass is. For me, I just thought that it made me feel like no one else would want to be with me and that was the best I can get. Until I did my journey, I got in tune with myself, and yeah, I needed something different. I needed someone who was on my level, who could understand me. You know where I got that from? My father. My father sat down and had a conversation with me and said, do you think y'all compare? Do you think that man is on your level? This is what you do. This is what you have to offer. You are a wife. Do you think that man could ever have the luxury of being your husband? Absolutely not. He had to go.
I don't understand.
He's an OG for that.
Yep. My dad had to sit down with me and put that in my head. He said, you never brought that man to this house to even meet us. That means you're embarrassed of him. Oh. You're with him. And I was like, I do want to be with him. He was like, no, you don't. So bring him to meet your family. And I thought about it. I said, hell fucking no. He was not worthy of meeting my family. So, but that means, so why was he worthy of my box?
You know what? You bring up raised. Not having a father figure for a girl, it does like affect them a lot, because you become insecure when it comes to a male's perspective. When you think about males, you're not raised to know that you are a princess, you are a queen, you don't need these type of trash men around you. When you have a dad and you see the way he's taking care of his house, taking care of his wife, taking care of his kids, his responsibilities, provider, protector, all of the above. When you have a dad around you, you kind of, because you know what, now that I think about it, my friends that have dads, they don't have these type of issues.
Well, no, because I had those issues. I had the same issues when I had my dad in my life my whole life.
Yeah.
But
you can have daddy issues.
But I had my dad in my life my whole life. He's lived with me. He's been married to my mom. So for me, it was just that I kept forgetting my self-worth. My dad did nothing wrong, and there was nothing else more he could do. He had those talks with me. He tried to teach me what I deserved. But it's yourself.
It's still up to the person, yes.
Yeah.
But it does help to have
people don't want to educate themselves. They don't want to make themselves aware of who they are, because everybody's so used to being lonely.
Self-love is the best love. Self-love is the best.
The best.
Love.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. You know what, though?
Self-love is key.
But you know what, though? And I am thankful that y'all fucking say this, because I've said this in a few different facets of my life to like a few different people within like the past few months. A lot of people, I'm saying self-love, and I usually get the rebuttal of like, shut the fuck up, Dean. You're in a relationship. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, niggas is out here in these streets, whatever the case may be, yada, yada, yada. Because I try to tell them, like, hey, listen, if you just fucking work on you, anything else that's supposed to happen should like, you know what I mean? But whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Yeah. When you're just so happy with you, then what does it all matter at the end of the day? Like, ultimately, like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm speaking from a place of privilege, but I had like the same approach. When I was single, I was fucking just like, all right, I'm like, and I lived with Los during a period of that. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I broke up, like, with my girl. You know, I just didn't think that I was being treated properly and fairly, because, you know, you just... The fact that I wasn't doing her... It was one of those situations where I was like, well, if I was one of these do-wrong niggas, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I feel as if you'd be up my ass. But the fact that I'm giving you respect and some space and yada, 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 I got this place out here. I'm a grown-ass man. You don't take advantage of. Like, I literally had the opportunity to probably have, like, three relationships besides you. So it just wasn't wasting my time. So I was like, all right, let me just be single. Do the single thing. You just work on you. And then, like, now I'm here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, years later. But, you know, you don't even realize the time is flying because you're having fun with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, I just take myself out to dinner, fucking hanging out by myself. Like, listen, Los knows, like, I just be leaving the house. Where you going? I'm just going out.
And that's the thing, too. Some of the times, some of the best moments in life.
Niggas don't love themselves.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was single, I would dead ass go to the movies by myself. I just like to kick it by myself. You know what I'm saying?
That
I
think shit that's important.
It's a lost art.
So underrated.
I go to dinner by myself all the time.
That is a fucking great. Oh. There's nothing better than just sitting down to dinner by yourself and then just relaxing. And then when you start people watching, everybody looks at you kind of like, who is this motherfucker? And you're looking at them kind of like, look at you. You got to come out with somebody.
Exactly.
Kind of flex.
Dinner, and the lady brought me 2 cups of water. And I was like, oh, I only need one. And she was like, oh, you're not waiting for someone else? And I was like, no.
Fuck no.
I'm doing it by myself. And she was like, how could you, like the waiter is asking me, how could you do that? And I'm like, because one, I like to eat. Two, I'm hungry. And three, why am I not going to go out to a restaurant to eat just because I'm by myself? Who says I got to take out?
But I'll be remiss if I didn't mention this, Nels. Women nowadays look at some of these dudes as meal tickets.
Absolutely.
In terms of just a meal ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much time men waste money and time on a girl who's not interested in him just because he's giving out free food? This shit got to stop. This is why the city boys need a fucking union. I said it last episode. I'm going to say it again. We need to mobilize.
What about the men who that's what they want to be? What about the men? Because, come on, let me be real.
There are niggas who love emotional affairs.
Open book.
There are niggas who love emotional affairs.
Listen, there's a lot of men that I've dealt with that would just take me out to dinner. Give me money, all types of stuff, and I'd be so confused. So, like, you don't want nothing with me? And they're like, no, I just like treating you. Why?
They like power. Nah. It's
what power you got? Because, baby, I'm getting my nails done. What power you got? You ain't getting no cuckoo.
You want to know why? In this day, no, hear me out. It may sound crazy. It may sound crazy, but hear me out. The reason, most of those individuals, I'm assuming, they do pretty well in their lives, right? Like,
yes,
you know,
yes. They have money,
right? So at that point, like, it's just no. But hear me. But then you now it's just like the, I could just it's they're getting off on the fact that I could just do this for you because I just need to do that. Like they just like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's their thing. Like, I don't know. Like, that's their, but in their mind, that's the power. Because like, I can help you. Like, I have power. Help, so I'm. Oh, completely is fucking weird, but that's what they get off on. But think about everybody with power. Think about anybody with any kind of power.
Yeah.
If they have real power, or if they have fake power that they perceive as power.
Yes.
If you look at those individuals, how they operate, they're not the fucking same.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. Obama's cool as shit, but we can never truly understand him in a real sit-down, one-on-one, true conversation. That's a man who's on a whole different level. You want to control the free world? You know what kind of the kind of shit that goes to these motherfuckers' head who get off on power? That's a different kind of human. That's what I'm saying. So like that motherfucker who's like happily paying you for shit and not getting shit from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, A, they love emotional affairs, because there's some niggas who love a good emotional affair.
Yeah, who's like, I just want you to like have conversation with me. And basically it was like a sugar daddy, sugar baby situation where it's like they gave me money all the time, pay for everything, Christmas, birthdays, everything lit.
Woke up,
$2,000 in my account. I was like, oh shit.
Ooh.
But it was like they wanted to have conversation with me. They didn't want to see me. They don't want to, just conversation and like, oh, like, I love when you tell me how much I mean to you and stuff. Like, even though I'm lying, they got off on this.
Yeah, because they're not getting it from home. Because guess what? Their wife is like, yeah, you paying for all this, doing all this. But these kids are doing this. This is doing this. You don't give a fuck about me. You're always at work. You're always doing this. All they get is fucking nagging and how much they're not doing.
But
listen. It pays. They are paying you for peace of mind,
mm-hmm.
knowing that they're at least fucking human. That's what they're getting from you. So like the power in that though is like, hey, I have my, like I can help. I can do certain things. I know what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at least, you know, I may be paying her this, but I'm fucking getting this, and I gotta pay my fucking dumb. This is what their words, not mine. I gotta pay my fucking dumb. This fucking dumb bitch in the house, fucking all this money, paying all these bills. Fucking the kids are like, she hates me anyway. Fuck this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that.
But you know what? I feel like that's why this world is also toxic, because two adults can't sit here and have a conversation and say, this is what I want. I want you to just talk to me, maybe send me some pictures, you know. And have a conversation with me, and I'll take care of you. But don't act like you like me, you're interested in me, and then in the long run, that's really the situation.
You know what? You know what could happen though? And hear me out though, right? Because there's a sector of niggas that don't get talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a sector of dudes who be doing right out here. They be really out here trying to live. And then they bring shit to shorty, but we don't ever talk about the girl who be playing, like who don't respect what niggas is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't respect niggas' feelings. Mm-hmm. So then niggas is like, I'm trying to work on this shit. But then they may end up going out here just to feel some kind of love and void. Same thing that happens with women sometimes when they end up getting in their shit. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that kind of dude sometimes who is just paying for shit and wants nothing in regard, it seems to me like that's a man who is, it may sound fucked up, he's trying to figure out something in his relationship. That's why he didn't get physical with
you. Yeah.
His mind is like, once we get physical, it's fucking over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's trying to figure some shit in his relationship.
He don't want to jump yet because that person may know that, you know, they may put their marriage at risk.
Mm-hmm.
It got physical with one. And he was just like, I'm ready to end my marriage. I want to be with you. I was like, whoa. Marriage?
Bless all that.
Because he never told me he was married. It just kept coming up like, oh, I'm at work all the time. So then out of nowhere, he's just like, yeah, I'm about to end my marriage. I want to be with you. I'm like,
you know what?
I ain't never seen no ring on the finger when we went to dinner. What you mean marriage? What you mean wife?
She was giving too much of that grade A out. That's what happened.
But listen, if he was transparent with me and I was younger at the time, I didn't have my daughter yet, I most likely would have still fucked with him, wife or not. I did not have that mentality back then of caring about another woman's feelings, caring about my feelings too much, or caring about myself. So, yeah, I would have fucked with him still. All he had to do was be honest. But it was the way he threw it at me that I was like, our wife, like, no.
Can I be honest with you? I'm going to be honest. I think the only thing that has ever like stopped me from doing anything with someone who was like married or some shit is because like the sanctum vows and all that kind of shit. Like, okay. You just don't want that kind of karma, right?
Yeah.
But like, not for nothing, when I was single out here, that's not my problem. I didn't give a fuck. Like, cause it was, I'm not like, hey, like, listen, like if I end up talking to shorty or whatever. And it was like, oh, I'm in some shit. And then you told me afterwards, it's like, okay, well, you're a piece of shit, but that doesn't.
I thought about that at first, but I thought about my. Right? Who don't think about that?
I didn't know anything. Like, I didn't. Y'all not married?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But what about my karma when I get married? Because now I wouldn't let someone to get it.
No, karma don't work like that. It don't work like that. Because y'all, listen. You want to know why?
Why?
What happens when you get married? I'm talking about if the motherfucker wasn't married. Like, yeah, in your situation, yeah, you did the right thing.
Oh, like just a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, fuck that bitch.
Like, I knew I liked you, Nels.
That's our man. That's our man, baby.
Let me tell y'all a funny story. So speaking of this, right? I just went through this. So I had an ex, right? We've been together on and off for like 3 years. Right? We have a good connection. We're very honest with each other for the most part. Sometimes he lies, but when I catch him on his lies and I press him about it, we have like a confrontation, a type of talk.
He
tells the truth. So anyway, he had a fake little girlfriend or whatever recently, but my daughter, she was graduating. So guess what? He volunteered to take me to the graduation, me and her. He stayed at the ceremony with us. He took us to Chuck E. Cheese. We went out to eat after. He went back to my house. He took a nap. We didn't even do anything. But the point is that I knew he had a girlfriend, but I had first. That's number one. Number two, if he's willing to do all of that for my daughter, why would I say no? Like, I had a thought in my head. At first, I used to feel bad and be like, oh, no, you got a girlfriend. But no, like, I'm going to take what's mine. He want to take me and my baby out. Let's go. We out.
We gotta respect that because dudes be doing this. I respect it. I bet you she said,
I don't even want to talk about myself.
Bring that shit up. You can't say that and then be like, I don't even want to talk about it. Nah, I need to know because I don't.
Like, Niggas that, just ain't shit, right?
Niggas open a can of worms, Dean.
Niggas and bitches, but yes, I agree with you.
Let's be real. Let's be real. That's how I'm saying. Let's be real. So,
and this don't go for every nigga.
This not, yeah, this don't go for every nigga. Don't get me wrong, because at the
but
end,
niggas ain't shit.
I shout out. But niggas really ain't shit. No, niggas ain't shit. So,
you gotta tag along females in that too, though.
Dating somebody for 2 years, right?
No, we tagged them on there earlier, but it's fine.
Listen, you dating somebody for 2 years, and this is how ain't shit niggas are. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you find out this nigga got a girlfriend of 10 years. Bitch, where was you those 2 years when he was living in my house eating my food? Where were you? He was there.
Not for nothing.
He was living in my house.
Where was she?
I don't fucking know. Where was she? Home. She said she was with him, but she was home. And, not only that, he raised my daughter for 2 years, and she was so oblivious. Like, I didn't even know about you. How, if he's here every day, how you didn't know? Not only that, it wasn't just one. There was another one who claimed she was with him for 5 years, and I was sitting there like, hold the fuck up.
When do niggas have time for this shit?
Listen, when do men have time for shit like this? And you know what's really fucked up is when they mess with someone as genuine as me, who will sit there and make you feel like a home. Nigga never had a birthday cake. Niggas, you know, his mom passed away at a young age. He never really had much with his family. So I'm giving you the holiday vibes. I'm showing you everything. I'm showing you what a family is. And you're playing house, bitch. You're playing house with the wrong one. You're playing house. You're lying about everything, like creating delusions in your head. I'm finding hair in his house. Like, whose hair is this? This ain't my wig, bitch. My wig black.
Right.
That's purple hair. Who got purple hair? My wig was green last week. Like, why do you feel the need to lie? All you have to do is be honest.
Be honest.
And if you would have been honest about the situation, then I probably would have, like, all right.
I tried
to work something out because the D was popping. So I probably would have been like, all right, listen, let's work something out. Like, at this point, you're not about to be my husband. So maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and she can have you with other. Like, we could have worked something out, but you lied.
Contract.
It could have
been a
secret. And then you got other bitches thinking that they're the it mommies. So now I'm over here feeling like, okay, what do I do? Do I prove myself? Do I not? Do I talk to him? And I just hate that when you try to talk to a man, they're so nonchalant about it. The narcissist comes out, and it's just like, what you talking about, Mom? What you mean? No, that wasn't while we was together. When was it?
My ex told me I'm special to him. Special, am I really?
Special ex.
When you got three other bitches, I'm special to you?
You one of the special ones.
Baby, but... I love you. You're special to me?
Yeah.
And then what confuses me? Can I ask y'all as men? They always say, oh, the pussy's so good. You got the best pussy in the world.
You talk
preaching. Preaching when you're having sex. Preaching to you. Knock the fuck out after you have sex. Kidding.
Listen. You letting me die. No. You letting me do things to you that you probably wouldn't let another woman do. And you probably would be embarrassed if another woman found out what I was doing to you. So my opinion is.
Nah. She was. Hold on.
Am I special? Or do you just like what I'm doing to you?
For a second.
Do you like what I'm doing to you?
First of all, let me tell you something.
It sounded like what you was doing.
He liked what you was doing, and unfortunately, he was doing that weird shit with other ones too. Unfortunately, because when you do that, when you just that nasty and freak, like, because first of all, think about this for a second. I'm still stuck on the fact that this nigga had three different long-term relationships. Like, first of all, I'm like trying to figure it out because this can. First of all, you said something too. You asked, where do we get the time? I have no fucking idea. Because let me tell you something. We had this shit scheduled for 8:45 today. I had to go out to a dinner, and then I was like, oh, I guess I just can't work out today because of the way everything is timing up. Like, you know what I mean? Because you got to go to work. You come home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I came home, changed, boom, go out to dinner.
I was trying to grab that. If you're spending most of your day at your night with me and then your morning with me, and then, of course, you know, I'm not like these other...
Was he a drug dealer?
Yes.
Because... Oh, that's why.
Hey, are you listening? If you're there, in the morning, spending most of the time with me. So, granted, you must be with that person in the daytime. But to say that you're with him every day, and you know, it's a little different because they didn't have any proof. Like I showed, like I did. I was like, yo, listen, look, like here's the videos of our holidays. Here's everything. Like for the last 2 years, so I'm really confused.
So let me tell you what happened. Oh, okay. So, like, just a little inside baseball.
I was trying to say, like, they're the mains, and I'm not, but...
No.
Yeah, the main thing...
Nah, they were slides. They were slides. They were long term slides. He kept fucking them, kept them around, like whatever the case may be. Yep. They thought it was something more than what it was. Like, but the fact that you were able to pull out receipts and shit like that, like it's fucking hilarious that he fucking that they would eat.
I was just astonished because I was even talking to my friend and I'm telling her, I'm like, because she was trying to give me some insight. She's like, well, Janelle, did they show you any proof? And I'm like, no, they didn't. But it's the fact that everything they're saying from the dates of what they're saying, like, it's adding up. It's adding up. One of them even told me, like, oh yeah, while you was at home crying, he said he was at my house. And I'm like, how did that bitch know I was home crying? Bitch, you told this bitch I was at home crying. I had a death in my family.
Not for nothing. Right. One, damn, he's an asshole. Two, it does lead more credibility to, like, at least you were the main one, because you wouldn't tell your main chick about your side chicks. You would only tell the side chicks about the main one.
But guess what? He went from my main nigga to my side nigga. Hey, that nigga. How you went from my main to my side piece? The second side piece. Not even the first. You're the second side piece.
Wait, hold on. Petty Nels, Petty Shawnice, is that what we talking right now?
I don't know. I'm thinking about what
you're saying.
I thought about something you said, and now I'm thinking, was that a side bitch?
Uh-oh, what happened?
And I don't like that, because it don't give side bitch.
No, you don't give side bitch.
She's not giving side bitch here, okay? Ain't no side bitch. You said, right? He said, if the nigga tell you about the bitches, that mean you the side bitch. He told me the truth, so that mean I'm the side bitch? But he ain't telling us.
Hold on, so here's the question. So
but then I have to ask him. So it's
still like, did you get him? Hold on. Did you catch him?
To go on to Steve?
Yeah, I caught him.
Oh, you caught him?
Yeah.
Oh, he had to defend himself at that point.
All right, he just died. Okay. Because I was gonna say no one told me, but I'm an investigator, so you know, I find out everything. Like coming to you as a woman.
That's what I mean. The fact that for you, Shawnice, you found out about everyone else because you caught old boy. And then it's like at this point, it's like, fuck, stupid. I'm dead to rights. I did this shit. And this is what happened. But you know what, though? Fuck up. Because fuck all these other bitches. You really who I want. Whatever, whatever. So in your situation, he was really crying.
He's the type, right? He took me out for my birthday last year, right? We went to a restaurant. We had something to eat. Mind you, we didn't have sex that day either. Like, the days that we really vibing, we're not even worried about sex. Like, that's how our chemistry is. Like, we're pretty vibing, right? So, long story, I don't know. And I want to have sex. I'm like, let's go to the bathroom.
That's different.
I'm the type, let's go to the bathroom. That's me. Anyway, he went to Vegas 2 days later with someone else. Am I the side bitch? Come on, like.
Yo, bro, let me tell you.
I want to go on the trip. I have a daughter. You know what? I do have a daughter.
Listen, let me question.
Tell you.
Who paid for it? Do you know who paid for it?
I'm feeling side bitch.
No, you shouldn't be side bitch, because you know what? This is how I play my game. The minute a nigga make me feel like I'm the side bitch, oops, now you're my side nigga.
Once I start feeling like that, I'm nothing. I just go ghost. Honestly, after he did that, I cursed him out. I went ghost. He hits me up. He's hitting my family up. He got my mom on Facebook. Weird.
Not for nothing, too, ladies. And obviously, y'all know this, but let me tell it to other ladies. Don't get caught up in the smoke and mirrors of niggas trying to hit you.
That's what I was about to say. Sometimes niggas will put that fucking facade for 9 months, and you just go, so walk right to a fucking
spot.
Don't trust these niggas.
A lot of times. I just felt like a dummy, but I'm not dealing with him anymore.
You can't, like, don't, like, unfortunately, like, this is an, see, me and Los are coming from a place of, like, we know the game, because not necessarily, like, our boys are like that, but we were in locker rooms. So we were around a whole totally different group of people. You would hear different shit. We know what shitty white people sound like. We know what shitty black people sound like. We know what shitty Spanish people sound like. Shitty Asians. Any kind of dude we know how shitty they are, and we know the avenues that it is.
What type of asshole they are? What they talk?
100%.
I'm listening. I'm like, that's wild.
Can y'all tell me why when it's like a girl? Like, listen, I could be two different people. I got an alter ego. But Janelle is very sweet. Janelle is nice, and she's a loving person. Chinese is the same. When I say it could be, it's like your perfect girlfriend, the image of you would want for your
nothing
girlfriend.
Wrong.
Wife.
Nothing wrong.
There
a
you
good
go.
Mom.
Now,
a good mom.
Yeah,
too.
Now, why do men take women like us and basically just fucking make a fool out of us? And then when we turn into like that other alter ego toxic bitch, now it's like, y'all want
to
come back.
Back to toxic.
Why?
Wow. That's what makes it.
You want to know why? Well, no, it's and not because, all right, so this comes, I and this is going to sound crazy, but I don't give a fuck. Because most of these niggas just wasn't raised right. So what I mean by that is like, in the sense of it's like, that crazy shit don't attract normal men. Like, most of us want regular normal shit. Like, I like my normal shit. I come home.
Crazy,
you just got, nah. See, everybody talk about, the crazy ass. No. I got a normal motherfucker out there who is wild in the bedroom. You know what I mean? Like, what you said, I'm crazy. That's got nothing to do with the price of milk, of my fucking wildness. I'm talking about like who I'm with. Like, it's a normal human.
Yeah.
Like, so what do we like? But that's also because I was raised right. I was also raised in like, don't get me wrong, my dad's wild and shit like that. But for the
shout
most
out
part,
to your mom and dad. Shout out to your mom and dad.
No, listen. Daniel Maurice did that.
I don't know about him. What he up to?
Lo's doing good. He doing good.
All right, shout out to your
No. Lo's doing real good. Lo's doing real good.
Shout out to your mom and dad.
Because no one would want, like, those kind of guys, unfortunately, one, they're too insecure in themselves, right? So, and what I mean by that is that, like, they've, if you got somebody good and doing everything well, you're not gonna be out here trying to fuck it up.
Yeah.
You may get in a situation where test your morals, or you may be in a place that, like, you know, you're not in your right state of mind. You may, like, you know, you may find yourself like, I shouldn't be here, and then you get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But like, most normal people won't. Like, those kind of guys, they never got pussy when they were younger. You know what I mean? Because you know what? Because like most niggas who got pussy when they were younger, you learn to value it and you learn to respect it.
Because
you understand, like, you understand what it is, and you've dealt with slew of women. But you got niggas is like somebody who's 35 who's happy that he's like got 8 different chicks talking to, doing all this and the third. You never did what you were supposed to do in your youth.
Yeah.
So now you're trying to catch up to anything. I understand that you were young when a lot of these things were happening, but then a lot of those dudes, I just have to wonder, like, were you really truly getting ass?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were, you wouldn't be as sloppy and wild as you are now.
Very
or
true.
Maybe Nels and Shawnice was your first experience to, like, not only quality ass, but then you're dealing with them and also talking to the women. So now you're getting quality ass from them, getting some quantity from other women. Now you feel like you're the man 50 grand. I can't be touched with Teflon Thong.
Listen,
but what if he told you this? Because he told me this.
You know what? I think
your
taste in men needs to change. And I'm only going to say that because as your friend, also same with me, I feel like my taste in men needed to change. And come on, let's be real. I didn't always have the best taste in men. For me, I'm always basing things off of like, how I'm going to feel sexually. But I never really put much thought into it about all around. And that's when it goes back to when I say, when you are a fully healed woman, you start thinking about the things that you really want in life. And I need to see myself with this person. I want to have a family. I want to have marriage. I want these things. But I'm not going to keep messing with guys I don't see that with. So when I switch that up, let me say, I'm going to give a shout out to men, because not all men are the same. And I recently learned that. I am in something new. And I'm honest, I am happy with this person.
Good.
And I did not think that men can be as this person, because when we first started, I was like, "Oh, boy, we gonna have a power struggle because you be talking to me a certain way," and he was like, "I'm not trying to talk to you a certain way," but it was kind of like he want me to be submissive. But I told him, "You got to create my sanctuary.
Right.
You want me to be submissive to you? You got to make me feel safe. You got to make me feel like I can be open. I can be myself completely without you judging me. And I'm gonna give you that, but you got to give me my sanctuary first." The man gave me my sanctuary. There was some issues or things I didn't like, the way he talked to me or
like certain words he would use, I didn't feel like that was a word he should use to describe me or use when he's talking to me. And we would have conversations about these things. It was all about communication. We had conversations with these things. I tried to change men so many times. I didn't have to try to change him. Listen,
I'm done with changing.
Because I told him how I felt, and he made those changes. I didn't have to pressure him. I didn't have to keep bothering him. I said it once, and he made those changes. So it showed me that men can change, and men can change for who they want to change for.
Yeah,
men will be good to who they want to be good for.
Mm-hmm.
But he changed my whole perspective on men. If it wasn't for him, I would still think all niggas are the same.
I got a couple questions for y'all.
Absolutely.
So going back to what you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finding the all around good guy, right? Or good
man.
Shit is a unicorn nowadays, right? Let's be real.
But they don't look good.
That's what I'm saying.
Excuse me. No. I don't mean physically. I meant in the sense of like, so
remember,
like not physically. I meant like in the sense of like, it won't look like it's a good man. It's still gonna look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. I'm sorry. Right, go ahead.
That's anyone. Yeah. That's anyone.
So out of the five boxes, right? What Dean mentioned earlier. Let's say you only had to pick three. Which ones would you go with? Dean, can you remind them what they was? Physically?
It was physically, it was emotionally, it was spiritually, it was financially, and it was sexually.
What about mentally?
I said mentally.
Okay.
Only three? Can we do four?
Nah.
Three. Well, I said niggas, somebody got at least hit 3.5.
Damn, threes?
3.5.
Say that again?
3.5.
That's hard for me.
Say it again.
Physically, spiritually. Emotionally, fiscally, sexually.
Can I go first?
Yep.
Go all right. So definitely emotionally. I'm not attracted to men that just don't emotionally understand people in life. I don't like people that are cruel. I don't like bad people. So I feel like emotionally, as a man, a black man too, you got to be right up here. Like, I don't know. I don't like hanging around weird people. I don't like hanging around people that are very hateful, like, you know, very, like, hood mind. Like, I don't know, a mentality that they feel like they in a box and everybody's, like, out to get them. Yeah. I don't like that. So, yes, emotionally, you have to understand me and in my life. And, you know, we just have to have a mutual understanding. So emotionally is definitely number one. Sexually is definitely number two, because I've dated people, and if we ever get to that point and we don't match, I'm done. Like, there's nothing to talk about. I'm sorry. I can't live my life like that. It has to be something to look forward to. What are we together for? If that's the case, I'd be rich right now. You know how many sugar daddies I have? Yeah, I'm not into that. I have to be sexually attracted to you up here.
Right.
That's number two. And number three, I would say, you said financially, right? Financially?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Financially. Because money is important. Even though we say money is not happiness.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Because look at how everybody's living right now. Gas prices are stupid high right now.
Rich niggas are rich niggas.
Don't get me. Don't.
If a man come up an hour to see you in this time of day.
That means I love you.
Yeah.
I fuck with you, baby.
I fuck with her.
I came all the way to Queens.
If somebody come to see you, financially there's a lot going on right now. We all got to stick together here. So, yeah, I have a feeling that it's going to be a recession
very
in 2023. I have a feeling it's going to be a really bad, like a new version of Great Depression.
Yeah.
It's going to get bad.
It's going to get bad for some people.
This president we have, there's a lot of shit going on. This monkeypox shit, it's weird.
Okay, your turn.
Them niggas with the monkeypox, that shit is...
This shit is weird.
First of all, let me tell you something. Anybody who fucking a nigga with monkeypox, you get what you fucking get.
Yeah.
I said what I fucking said. Like, you out here, like, you fucking with niggas who got lesions on their fucking skin. What do you think gonna happen to you, you stupid motherfucker?
Modern day.
And that's nasty.
Oh yeah. So it's which one has to do with being clean?
Hygiene.
Which hygiene, yeah, because that's very important. I'm sorry.
Like,
oh yeah,
I just, first of all, no. Well, that's something that I think that like
as a basic,
all these boxes realistically should not be they should be non-negotiable. All the boxes are non-negotiable, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
In real life, they're all non-negotiable. Like
yeah.
You gotta hit these.
Well, you had to pick three.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you're gonna be have to pick three, like it is.
All right, well, that's my three. So what
was your three, Nels?
I'm kinda stuck right now, but damn. I'ma say my first one is obviously financially. You gotta be financially stable because
smart.
Yeah. That's a hell no for me. I'm done with brogies. Number two, I'm gonna go with spiritually. Cause I feel like I'm very spiritual, and a lot of people that I've dated like kind of laughed at me, or like would make jokes of me, and it would make me not want to be in tune with my spiritual side. Cause like I'm meditating, why are you laughing at me?
It's so funny.
Like I'm playing with my crystals, why are you saying that they're nothing? Like you're not even taking the time to understand me and understand how this helps me a lot. And
how these niggas be getting y'all.
You can get you can get that.
No, I'm not
that's
talking about crystals, nigga. I'm talking how these niggas
like, what it is.
No,
that's exactly what it is. Once you got this, you can say
Los. We were in locker rooms, Los. I shower with a lot of people. And trust me, I've heard some of these women over these motherfucking men, and they don't got not nan none of this shit. So it's nothing, it's fuck like that. It's easy to say that, yeah, whatever, like that, but nothing like that. I'm fucking blessed too, so I can give a fuck about that portion of it. I'm just confused about in regards to like how they even can get into y'all fucking realm. Like I know what you said earlier in regards, like you know, women don't love themselves and shit like that, but it's just like this nigga don't even have the respect to at least shut the fuck up, even if he doesn't like this. Because understand, like, all right, shorty likes it.
Yeah.
I may not fuck with it, but let me just let her do her thing and let me shut the fuck up. Unless you're like a known comedian.
It's really simple. But like when you like talk about certain things and like when I get like, I don't want to say it. It's so crazy. But I get like these weird dreams sometimes and I'll start talking about it and telling him and he just be like, what are you, a witch? And I'm like, you're being rude. Like you're being rude to my spirituality. I'm trying to inform you and show you like if this is the person you want to be with, this is who I am and this is what I like and this is what I believe in. And you don't have to, but respect it. And I dealt with a lot of men who just can't respect it.
And honestly, it's very disrespectful because motherfucker, I'm foreseeing your future for you. Like,
yeah,
I can see what's going on. Like, I'm telling
like,
you.
I would have these weird dreams and I would come to him about something and I'm basically coming to you because my dream told me to. And I'm telling him, he's like, whatever, like dusting me off. And then the shit would happen. I'd just be sitting there like, so I'm a witch.
Well, not for nothing. Like these stupid motherfuckers.
That is witchy. But which is not a bad thing, though. It's not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying?
They don't even understand what the fuck they're talking about. They don't even, like, these motherfuckers are talking about witches and men. Like, they don't even understand what it really means. Like, not for nothing. If she did practice that kind of shit, she'd be the last motherfucker you want to piss off saying that shit, especially right. Sleeping next to her. Let her grab one of your fucking socks or some shit like that. Now what we doing, motherfuckers?
Shut the fuck up.
These people are crazy. I'm not saying y'all. I'm talking about the people.
I put one of my crystals, and he has one of my crystals in his car. And I told him to get rid of it because he should not have that crystal.
Right.
It is not good energy.
Yeah, on him.
And
because I don't like you.
I told him to throw it out. And he's like, oh, it's in my car. It got stuck. And I see why the life is falling to shambles because I told him to throw my crystal out, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. You see what happens when you touch the witchy witch stuff? But anyway,
I'm from the South. So I know what this shit. I know what this should be hitting for. So the minute, yeah, like my family from this. I'm from the North, but my family from the South. So
look at this,
I already know what type of time it is.
Those are my first two. That's very important to me to be in tune with my spirituality and respect me for what I do. I don't care if you don't like it. Just please respect me, because I get real nasty.
Yeah, but no, but then that's just like a normal shit. Like not for nothing. Like listen. There are times where I'm in here and this motherfucker's talking. I'm just like, honestly, what you're saying right now, I can't give a fuck about. But I care about you.
Exactly. So
I'm going to tune in. I'm going to do everything I'm supposed to. And we're going to hit the... I'm going to hit the high notes when I got to hit the high notes. Hit the low notes when I got to hit the low notes. And we're going to wrap this baby up. And I love you. And it was great. But like, that's just called common decency and respect. But he does the same thing.
You're like, oh, my vibration is low. Like, I'm not feeling like myself. Like, I feel like something's off. I feel like I need to be in nature. I need to be outside. He's like, what the fuck you mean? I'm like, well, I feel like my vibration is like, I just don't feel myself. Like, something's off, and I feel like I need to be outside. I need to be near like trees, grass, some shit like that. And the nigga be like, oh, what are you hugging a tree for?
So you know what that
because
means?
Because maybe for me, that makes me feel better. So why does that bother you so much?
That means that
we weren't at all. But that's what I'm saying. I need a man who can understand me and be connected in that way. Because why would you want your woman at her lowest? If she's telling you that she is not feeling herself and it is something going on, you should be okay with anything that she's willing to do to make herself feel better. It's not harming.
Within reason. As long as she don't want to hop on no 12-inch dick, then we all right. What happened?
I said, I ain't trying to do no splits on no dicks.
No. I'm just saying, but within reason. But yeah, no. Like, honestly, yeah. If he couldn't take you out to, like, first, all right, here's my thing with the tree. If it said to me, I would just be like, all right, like, do you want me to go with you to the tree? Because I would prefer not to. But if you want me to, I will. And if I do go with you to the tree, non-negotiable, you got to be cool with me being on my phone reading fan fiction. You can do whatever the fuck you want, but I'm sitting here on my phone reading fan fiction. You can hug and piss and do whatever the fuck you want around here. Like, do whatever you got to do. I don't give a fuck.
I like that.
You know what I mean? Somebody say something to you, I'll tell them to shut the fuck up. Do your thing. Yep. Go ahead, star child.
But the third one, I don't really know, because it's between emotionally and sexually.
No, you chose emotionally already. Either physically or sexually.
I thought I chose spiritually.
No, you did spiritually, you done financially. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, it is physically, sexually. Oh, shit.
What you gonna do? Which one? Sexually, the reason why that kind of gets me is because I don't need the sexual, like, I love sex. I will be very honest. And I feel like sex is very important. I am someone who's very in tune in that way where I want to have it, like, every day, all day if I could, with my person.
Of course. But
I've been with someone where the sex was just straight trash, but I really was in love. I was deeply in love, and honestly, the sex did not matter to me, so I don't know if, like, I would ever be able to try that again.
You brought up a point that I wanted to bring up, right? So this is something I think most people who are sleeping around or a lot, and also I think a lot of people in our generation, we don't talk about is a sex addiction that they may have. So people with sex addictions and stuff like that, like what they don't understand is like for me, right? Like having sex with someone you're in love with is 1,000 times better than having sex with someone you're not in love with. And then that person that you're in love with, even if the sex is like bad or just okay that night, like both of you were on your off night, like you know, like fuck it, like we just kind of got in and got out kind of sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's still better than the best sex with just like the fucking person you have no connection with. It's a maybe I could be
different. Well,
like, yeah, we're on a different fucking even if it's like wham bam, let's get the fuck out. It's a different vibe. It's a different feel.
To explain this, what if you're a person who, like you said, I can only have sex with someone I have like some type of connection with. Some type of connection. If I don't have a connection with you, I cannot have sex with you because for me, I'm not going to feel anything. It's not going to mean nothing to me. It's not going to be like what it would be with someone I care about. So anybody I've had sexual encounters with, I've had some type of connection with them to have that sexual encounter. Right. Now, I have met someone, and maybe it was the process of meeting them. Like, I met him, and we dated for like 3-4 months before we even got sexual. But I loved him, and I didn't really care about that because the emotional connection we had was top notch.
I'll be honest with you.
Sex meant nothing.
I'll be honest with you. I respect the fuck out of you for that. Let me tell you something. If I'm in a relationship for 3-4 months and I'm just having straight trash sex, we're going to have to reevaluate this whole thing. So either somebody's going to have to step up sexually.
Oh, you didn't have sex. You don't have sex until the 4 months. But you're already in love. Like, you feel like you're in love with this person already.
See, I am, I'm very pragmatic, though, in the sense of it's like, all right, I know me, right? And I know, like, I will things that other people will consider bad, but it's in, like, the best judgment for me. And at the time, they'll look at me and be like, you're crazy or an asshole for doing that. But no, this is actually the best thing. Like, I was actually known in college. I was the guy who wouldn't cheat on you. I just would, like, we would have a great night the night before.
Yeah.
I would have gone home, went to sleep. I've been thinking about shit for like a little bit, but then, you know, just trying to fight shit. And then the next day I'll be like, hey, listen, I'm not actually enjoying college. And I just realized that this is actually like this. You're going to end up hating me because I'm going to become everything that you hate. So instead of you hating me for doing you foul, we're going to break up. Because I want to go hang out with my friends and do hood rat things with them. Not even necessarily go fuck all these different kind of bitches, though. That's the thing. And that's what pisses them off, too. It's not necessarily I want to fuck all these bitches, but, like, I want to not answer my phone for 3 days and you're not even like, hey. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then those 3 days, if I happen to fall into some pussy, I just fall into some pussy. You know what I mean? So because of that, let's just fucking go ahead and let's just cut this thing even. You know what I mean? Like, let's just end it, whatever the case may be. But, like, we're not in a world where most people do this kind of shit.
They don't.
So, like, I kind of forgot my original point when I started talking about that because I remembered, like, a situation where I got, like, cursed out and shit thrown at me and then, like, text messages afterwards talking about, like, oh, are you fucking with the white bitch? And it was like, no, it wasn't the white bitch. Was it the white bitch? I literally just wanted to get hood rat things with my friends. That was all. I just wanted to get with fraternity. I just wanted to be drunk. Like, it just things happened.
The dreaded white
bitch. I forgot where we were even starting, but yeah, no, the white bitch is she will catch him off.
Oh, that we were talking about, like, the sex. I'm in love with you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But what I'm saying, so with all that said, I'll do some bad shit like that. So I'm with Justin, and bisexual. You probably didn't know that. So I'm with Justin right now, and we waited before we did anything.
Unfazed, completely unfazed. By the way, just keep going.
Oh, that's great. I love it. And let me tell you something. If we had bad sex, we would not still be together, even after waiting. I would have given it some time. I would have tried. I really would have. Give it the good old American try. But then after a while, it would have been like, all right.
No.
We either got to spice it up or I got to go. Because I'm going to end up, because I'm not getting fulfilled this way, and it's going to just cause a problem. But look, he was a handful. He was a handful, though.
Can we talk about something real quick? Now that we because this is open on the table now. So I was dating someone, right? For a little while. I liked him. He was really nice. But he's bisexual. I found out he's bisexual. Okay. So it didn't bother
me. In your mind, that means gay, right?
No. In my mind, why you didn't fucking tell me the truth? That's what gets me mad, because you know what? I'm a woman of truth. Mm-hmm. I'm bisexual, too. Who am I to judge? You understand? Like, at one point, I'm not judging, because I have a different relationship with women than men. I really don't. I never had a girlfriend, but I kind of did. But it kind of was like, not. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of...
You were in a situation.
She's hot listening to you right now. She's tight listening to you.
You know, so yeah, like, but why you didn't
we
had
something?
Why and then talk about gay people? That's the part that made me question him. Like, he act homophobic.
Yeah.
Like, why are you acting homophobic though? Like,
because he couldn't walk in his truth. He couldn't walk in his truth. Maybe he had like issues accepting. That's just who he was.
He talks about God, and we had conversations when we smoking. Like, let's say we in a car just smoking.
No, he's struggling.
He'd be like, you know, I think we should stop having sex. We should, you know, go to church and, like, just become good people. Like, he'll just have conversations like this with me. He'll ask me, like, he'll question my spirituality with God, like, asking me questions like, oh, well, you know, like, would you be able to do that? And I'm like, well, we barely have sex right now. Why would I not be able to, like...
So, with him, as Nels was saying, he's fighting a whole bunch of shit, and he himself hasn't even been true to himself, right? But, like, but then also, too, like, there's rules to it, at least in my mind, right? So, like, because I never dealt with men and women at the same time until I became single before I got with Justin. And then even at that time, like... I was being truthful, open, honest, and also too, like, we can show paperwork at any point in time. We can do the damn thing. It doesn't really, like, it doesn't really fucking matter in that regard. I'm just saying that's how I just operated. But
that's,
you
know, good.
Before that point, you can't be like, you can't talk about that portion of yourself, because for the longest time in society, like, that was fucking terrible. Like, and I don't know who that fella is, but like, I come from a hyper masculine society. I play college football. Like, who's coming in here talking about they sucking dick on the weekends? Like, nigga, who? What the fuck? Right. We not doing that.
They not talking about that.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. We can't do that.
Let me tell you something. Or if I was in the locker room, I heard that shit.
You see, I feel like honestly, in any relationship, can work. You never know what people are going to be open to when you communicate and you're honest. Like, that's why I say, you have to communicate.
Well, in today's day and age, that is something easier to accept, 100%. But when we were all growing up, because we all look around the same age, when we were growing up, get this faggot shit out of here, my nigga. Come on, son.
Well, like,
come on, son.
I was always gay.
Yo, why is he not pausing himself, son? Y'all heard this nigga sucking dick all week?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, and Los is looking back because he knows, because that's how niggas were, right? So, like, that's why he felt like, for the longest time, like, you had to cover that shit. Like, it was, because it was like, even for me, like, when some of my friends and then some of my college teammates, some of my fraternity brothers found out, a lot of them nowadays, they would talk to me. They'd be like, oh, why did you do that shit in college? Like, you know, you were known to knock niggas out. Nobody would ever say nothing to you, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
It just comes down to, like, because everything now changes.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want most of you niggas.
Now, men and women, when you know that anything can happen, and I'm talking even.
You're talking about in today's day and age.
Yeah, I'm talking about even men.
I don't know.
When men is a situation, I was in a situation where, like, the man basically has his house, and this girl came in, and she's like, "Oh my god, like, who the fuck is this?" And she was like flipping out, and I'm just like, "Who are you?" Like, I've been around. And she was just like, basically, like, so heartbroken. But when, like, he was just like, yeah, I don't want nothing to do with you. Like, I just want to mess with her. Like, talking about me. And I'm like, yeah. And then she was upset about that. So she left. And then she texts him and goes, can I have the girl's number? Like, your girlfriend's number? I was not his girlfriend, but she called me that. And she's like, can I have the girlfriend's number? And she texts me. And, she was just like, can I talk to you? And I was like, sure. And then she never wrote me again. Then, maybe like a few days ago, she texted me again. And she was like, you know, I really didn't want to say it before, but I kind of want to mess with you. And I'll even be down to, like, be both of y'all girlfriend. Wow.
All right. So let me just.
Been there though, but wow. Wait. I was confused.
Let's just slow this.
What happens?
Let's put this on a low simmer real quick.
Did they set you up?
Wait.
This sounds like a setup to me.
You talking about energies and the frequencies and all that shit. What is your aura putting out in a moment like that to get the girl?
Well, you know what? Listen. I think she felt that way because, one, when she came in the house and she was like, who's the bitch in the room? Who, bitch, come out. I came out the room. I had my green wig on. I put a little scarf on. I had my booty shorts on, and I opened the door, and I was like, "You want to fight?"
With the yeet shorts?
Like, yes. I put my booty shorts on, my sneakers. I wrapped my hair up, and I opened the door, and she was like, "I was like, you want to fight? Cause you making all this ruckus in the house. Like, what's up?" And she was just like,
"Not ruckus."
Yeah. She paused, and she was just looking at me. She was like, oh, my God. And she slid down the wall and started crying. And honestly, because I changed so much as a woman, I told her, I was like, you need to get up. I was like, you need to get up and stop crying like this over this nigga. Like, granted, come on. You sitting here showing him that your weakest side, you crying. And not only that, I'm not a woman who's going to sit here and beat on you. I see your pain. And I told him, I'm like, yo, you fucked up. Because deadass, my ex did this to me. And it's some fucked up shit. You got this girl sliding down the fucking wall crying, embarrassing herself. And it's not even cute. Like, I felt bad for her. And after that, fuck me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be laughing. Oh, this shit is fucking great.
What energy? What is your aura doing? She slid down the hallway.
She said, Nell said she slid down the hallway. And she said, Ma, you got to get yourself together. Yes, I'm about to get this dick. But you shouldn't be worried about that, okay?
I already go get
your own new dick. Be strong, bitch.
I'll edit before
get out this house.
You rage him.
Yeah, but it's like, how could I even be mean to her? Because I was just like, yo, I saw the pain in her eyes. I see it. That was me. I was that girl at my ex's house sliding down the wall crying. How did you do this? Breaking shit. Like, that was me. So I felt her pain. I wasn't even mad at her. I was going to let her feel her emotions. But what you're not going to do is get crazy with me. So back the fuck up. Back it up. So that's what we did.
Certain people are doing certain things differently.
To lick my cooch.
Wait. She said she wants to
lick my cooch. Wait, what?
You should let her. You should let her do it. Go ahead and try. You single, right?
I mean, it's pretty.
Hey, hold on. Let's do a good deed. Hold on, Nels. Think about this, because I know you were just talking about old boy that you like, that is cool, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that he deserves a little treat? Does he deserve a treat?
Okay, you want me to be honest? I'm not sharing my nigga, my main. Nah, I'm not sharing him.
Yeah, no.
Now, this is one of my little side pieces, like, oh.
But now, hold on. Okay, I get it, but like.
Disclosure. I have no side pieces, okay?
No. But what I'm saying is. Hold on. But the main dude deserves it.
This is called middle shit.
And I agree with you, but emotionally. I am.
You can't handle it. I respect it.
I tried it, and I did not mean to beat the girl up, and it wasn't even like that. Like, he reached over me and he touched her, and I just was like, "Bitch, get the fuck off the bed!" Like, I was so mad. I was so mad that he was trying to give affection to another woman. It bothered me, but I feel like that type of stuff is for a couple who is both emotionally and spiritually there. I feel like that is okay for them. And I would do that once I feel my main is to that point where spiritually and physically, and not only that, he give a lot of reassurance. I don't think none of these bitches could take me, because you can't take mine. He gives a lot of reassurance to where I would be comfortable with doing that with him, but not just yet. He got to earn that.
She said, I didn't mean to beat the girl up. But like, I got mad that he gave her affection.
Imagine, I'm in the middle and he's reaching over me, like rubbing on her titties, but I'm in the middle and you're not touching your girl first. Like, you didn't.
No, but he didn't touch you. He went straight.
He went straight to her, and I'm like, yo, if you would have like you give me my reassurance first, you didn't touch me nothing, you didn't make me feel sexy. I'm the only one here in lingerie. The bitch got a big t-shirt on, like. Babe.
Why do God give niggas?
I'm gonna tell you how. So
I did. What?
No. Instead of fighting, what you could have done also is you should have grabbed the girl yourself.
No.
But he would have got jealous.
Because you know what? You weren't starting.
He
would have
got jealous. I've been there.
And listen, we were not starting yet.
He texted me the next day, like weeks after the threesome. He texted me about the girl.
I can't feel the way, but
like,
he
you know, like, oh, I feel like you so in love with her. What about me? And y'all just be doing your own thing. Do y'all see each other when I'm not there? And when we did hang out, we're friends. So, like, we go shopping together. We go out to parties. We chill. So he gets jealous because I'm spending quality time with her. So he's like, wow, like, you're really a flop. Like,
but you know, a lot of men get jealous of women.
That's what you should have did. You could have said that too.
A lot of men get jealous of women. And that's why, for some reason, I be thinking to myself, like,
I think it's retrospect.
What is the problem?
Because the women will get jealous if a man was bisexual and he was having, like, a guy friend, and, you know, they may have had a past or something.
My best friend, everybody swears to God that I fucked my best friend. And it's just because when we were together, we're very lovey-dovey, like, she kisses all on me, and she's a lesbian.
So that's why they think that.
And everybody, my parents, everybody thinks that we've done something together. But we've never done anything together, like, ever. And that's like, we never crossed those lines. Not yet.
Not yet. But maybe She's a part of the treat for old boy. Hey, listen, no. Old boy, I don't even know you, but fucking, you should fucking say thank you to me. I expect a DM from you, dude. I'm fucking trying to help you. I don't even know you.
Listen, I used to be just straight lesbian, and then I started dating guys. So I turned, like, I guess bisexual, and then I just started staying with men.
Straight lesbian.
My whole
hold on, how you wait? You were with straight kitty cat?
Growing up, yes, growing up until 16, I did not like men at all. I would not touch none of that. Nah. And then when I was 17, I went to college. I messed up.
Let me tell you something. Niggas like me love to say they lesbian. You a lesbian?
That's a Reba shit real quick.
You a lesbian? Come on over here.
Yeah, I have four girlfriends, and like my family couldn't really like appreciate that. That's just who I was, and that's just what I like. And it wasn't, it was things that kind of forced me to like that at the same time, but I felt comfortable there. That's what I was, and I was okay with it. And then I started having like too many altercations with women, so I kind of like went to the other side.
You were beating these bitches' ass.
You know.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Like, in all honesty, if I told myself, and me and my best friend made a pact, like by 30, if I really don't find somebody, and she's already 30, and she don't find somebody, that yeah, we will get married and have a family. She is my daughter's godmother. We have a very close relationship, and if I could be with a woman, that would be my perfect ideal woman. It would be her. That is the reason why I've never explored with her. Because I wouldn't take those chances.
Your nigga looking, listen to this shit like, God damn.
He was feeling good at first. And then that shit happened. He was like, nah.
You know what? He was like, I'm real with myself. I keep my eyes open.
I'm gonna turn this shit off right now.
Listen, I'm real with myself. I keep them eyes open. Granted, he's a great guy. And things could possibly just be completely flawed, but you gotta remember,
you
change, energies change. You gotta remember that.
Mindsets,
all of that change as we get older.
Some people stay very stagnant, and that's what bothers me too, when people stay stagnant.
But one thing I know for sure, I will keep that man in my life. Even if it's as a friend, he will stay in my life, and he feels the same way.
Because he's a good person.
Yeah, he's a good person, genuinely. It's not fake.
Right.
Good for him. And good for you, too.
I'm rooting for you, man. Keep your chances up, man. You know
nah,
I mean?
Not nothing, Brody. Yo, Brody, you better like, share, and subscribe this motherfucker. He
supports, and that's another thing. He supports anything I do. If I'm doing podcasts, he'll watch all of them. He'll tell me about them, what he liked, or what he feel I should have talked about more. Like, he's very, very supportive, and I'm not going to lie, I've never had this in my life, ever.
We appreciate it.
Ever.
Let's go, dude.
Grown man business right there.
I never even thought it was possible, and that's why when I found out some of that recent information about the ex, like yesterday, I wasn't hurt. Heal yourself, women. Heal yourself. I wasn't hurt. At first, it was just a take back. Like, I've been with this man for 2 years, and he got a 10-year relationship, but we healed. I prayed, woke up the next day, and I felt great. And not only that, God already blessed me with someone great, so why am I worrying about my past?
Mm. Already happened.
Why should I feel anything about an ex and feel hurt or anything when, like, God really listened to my prayers and he's clearly trying to wake me up, like, girl, look what I did for you. Appreciate it. Understand it. And that's what I'm doing. And I feel a lot of women need that nowadays because they don't know how to do that on their own. And they're too scared. And they want to fake, oh, I'm a fake spiritual girl. But no, really get in tune with yourself. Can't nobody break your heart.
Let me tell you something. There's going to be a few women that listen right to this podcast that are going to be silent.
Sorry, y'all don't understand how much I changed and how much I just want to help women. And I get it because I'm upset that all the women in my life, nobody helped me. Nobody helped me. Y'all watched me struggle. Y'all watched me cry. Y'all watched me go from 200 pounds to fucking 120 because I was so depressed and nobody helped me understand myself. Nobody helped me understand how to love myself. And now that I know, these women need to know the same thing because I promise you, you'll never be hurt again.
You want
to
know something? I be high and shit, so things she say is things I think. And I'm like, wow, she just saying everything I be thinking. Like,
right.
I have these thoughts to myself, and you know what? I came from, like, I just had a level up times, like, 1,000. You understand? Like, my apartment is beautiful. Like, from where, like, living in a room, a room situation to living in my own like luxury apartment. I'm fucking blessed. Like, I don't need him. So the only reason why I even dealt with that man is because of the graduation shit. You know, he's like my daughter's father too, because he played daddy too. And this is the problem. Get too much like emotionally, like emotional ties. It just becomes too much. But nonetheless, everything that I accomplished, like, I would never like waste it on past situations, past experiences, past problems I already dealt with. Like, why keep dealing with the same thing over and over and over again? That shit gets annoying.
That's right.
And you start to tell yourself, like, why am I doing ill? Like,
and you tell your work.
This is trash. That's trash.
That's why we got friends. That's why we have friends like this. Because you know what? She's calmer. And I'm not always calm. I'm very
calm. I'm always being calm because of the high.
But no. But most of the time, you are very calm. And
y'all both give me energy that you motherfuckers be waiting to stop.
What you say?
I said both of y'all give me, like, the energy that y'all be waiting to stop a bitch out. So one's calm, but.
Yeah,
calmer. Like, y'all be waiting to stomp motherfuckers out.
Oh, you know, yeah, don't get it twisted.
I can smell it.
Like, I will pop you in your shit.
Shani's talking about she be high all the time, but that shit don't mean nothing.
That's why I be calm. You don't shoot it like.
Hey, yo, when I'm not high, I'm very irritable. People do dumb shit every day. Every day. So I laugh at that shit when I'm high. I just laugh at it. Like, you retarded. I'm like, yo, this person's retarded. Like, yo, the dumbest shit. Like, oh my God. Like, some man was catcalling me in his BMW. He thought he was a shit playing music. He thought that was going to entice me. He don't realize. I don't care about stuff like that. Like, nigga, you're corny. You just look really corny, like, the way he was catcalling. So, I'm walking in a Dollar Tree, and I gotta go get something. And guess what, y'all? He went in the parking lot of the Dollar Tree to come, like, follow me, like, stalker. What are you doing? He, like, come here. And I'm like, no, thank you. And I kept on, he said, fuck you, bitch. And he kept driving. But he looked so stupid because he got stopped by... was walking in the parking lot. She's walking past the exit, so he couldn't even go nowhere. So he just looked at But that's my point. You see, you said fuck you, bitch, so fast. You just was trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
You're a loser. Like, I just, God be blocking me from the craziness. You know, like, honestly.
To wrap this up real quick, though.
Manifest. Manifesting is important. I know a lot of people don't believe
that. I charge my crystals. I manifest. I set my intentions. So.
Absolutely. What I tell you, every time I was dealing with my ex, the minute I would stop dealing with him, something good would happen.
Something good would happen.
And I'd be so confused, like, what the fuck? Every time I stop messing with him, something good would happen. The minute I start messing with him again, my life is in shambles. Why? Because you allowing the wrong energy into your life. You know what you deserve. You know it.
Facts.
Ain't no such thing as lonely.
That's why I be by myself. But I'm learning that being by myself is okay because self-love is important. So now I'm...
Go, Shanice!
Okay. So, get it. You know, because you need to pass. You don't watch TV. You don't do nothing. You just be on your phone, sad, all day, looking dumb. Mm-hmm. Handle your work. Handle your family business. And then you're just tired. Like, now I have time to... exercise. I have time to really like get into my meditations. Mm-hmm. I like to stretch. I like to go for walks. I like to walk places. I don't have a car right now because a fucking fire truck slammed my fucking car. Parked, totaled it in February. Mind you, I had a nice car. I had a sports car. I had a Nissan Maxima SL. I had a nice car. Like.
Are they gonna pay you for that shit? Nah, that SL shit can go crazy.
I used to go crazy. Yo, niggas used to stop by me. And the car, I'm like, oh, that's a female? Yeah, dude.
She said, yeah,
cute. Right out. I'm out. Like, niggas used to curse me. And they're like, oh, you beautiful. Forget it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You getting People used to talk while I'm in the car, while I'm driving. People in another car trying to get my number. Like, you know, it was.
I miss. You live in this city, and that's something that a lot of you city motherfuckers have to deal with.
Yeah.
That's like y'all motherfuckers is. It's the different savages out there. But hold on, Los. You had something you want to say?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So yeah, I was telling y'all. Got pay bills, but wrap it up real quick. Same situation. It's your birthday. You're going out with 15 friends. Is your man paying for you and 15 of your friends?
Oh no, no.
How many are you paying for?
No, just my boyfriend.
If it's family, yes. Family, yes. Amen to that, right? Family. If a family, gathering for your birthday, that's different. I feel like you're paying for my fucking family. You're paying for my mom, my grandma, my aunt, my uncle, whoever the fuck.
I love
friends.
You.
Fuck y'all bitches. No.
Like, I'm gonna agree to disagree.
Hey, we're out at a bar. If we're out at a bar, that's different. I feel like we're out at a bar. Like, I'd rather him pay bottles and shit. I don't want him paying for restaurant shit. No.
I'm going to agree.
But then again.
You're out for dinner. Like, you're out to dinner and maybe some club shit after. But dinner, he's paying for 18 of your friends? Or your family?
You still say yes? Hell motherfucking no. My nigga ain't paying for nobody else's shit but mine. If my daughter's there, he gonna pay for my daughter's shit too and mine. But you're not paying for everybody's stuff. I don't care if it's family. I don't care if it's friends. Because at the end of the day, y'all shouldn't have came here with that mentality.
I feel you on that.
No, let me say, grandma, you got paid for yourself.
Damn,
not grandma. She gotta get out. Grandma, pull out the social security, mama.
My nigga is not paying for everybody's dinner. I feel like the mentality of this world we are in now is disgusting. For you to sit there and come in and sit there and think that you're entitled to my man's pockets. You don't even know how much this man is making. You don't know if he's struggling but taking care of his family. You want him to spend his last my bill money, my bread money, the fucking buy you dinner? Absolutely not.
Amen.
But let me tell you something. Growing up, I'm gonna be real. Growing up, my dad always paid for everything. And when we did have family gatherings, when we did have, my mom had birthday parties or dinners, like $1,000 of dinners, $3,000 the bill. My dad took care of the bill, but that's the man he was, and he had the money in his pockets. So if a man has the money and he wants to do that, absolutely. But is he entitled? Hell no. These bitches need to stop thinking that these niggas need to be paying for their whole family. Sorry. And pay it for their friends. Like, hey, friends, they got their money.
Friends
is
out the question. Friends is out the question.
They should have came.
But if grandma would choose, like, come on, grandma. Like, all right, just pay for.
But somebody should have came knowing they got to pay for grandma, though.
Then your mama and daddy should pay for grandma. They broke her. Who drove her?
I don't put myself in situations like that. So I'm kind of like, I don't like my grandma, so I love my grandma. My grandma.
Not grandma.
But you know what? I don't touch her.
His face. He said, not the grandma. You met my grandma, right?
I know
Candy.
Grandma. Yeah, I know her grandmother.
Damn,
but your grandma named Candy. I don't want no problems. I don't want no problems.
We had no
problems.
We had no childhood friend. We know
each other. Fuck somebody up.
Which
house? This never hung out. Like, we didn't hang out.
Because she hung out with my cousin. And not me. Because everybody was telling her that I'm mean.
He did that. I told her to bring you. I'm like, come tell her. Me and Shanaz is like, bring her.
And everybody was like, oh, like, she's the mean one.
Shanaz said it was cool.
Leave that.
But yeah, grandma, I love my grandma. But you know what? Everybody has different relationships with different people in their family for different reasons. I don't judge people because I hate when people, like, you know, people say, oh, don't treat your mother that way.
But you don't know their relationship.
You don't know my relationship. Like, mind your business, because, like, not every mother's different. Your mother may have sacrificed things that my mother may have not, or we have a different
dynamic.
Dynamic.
That was a general thing. Even if I like my grandma, I still wouldn't pay for her. My man.
Grandma.
That's
grandma,
you know what she's saying.
Grandma got to eat too.
Like, I said, damn, babe, can you just pay for my grandma?
Well, yeah, if you ask, that's different. But mommy and not entitled.
He's not entitled. No, but I don't put myself in situations like
that. I can see if it's like mom and dad, and just me, mom, dad, and my man. Then
something like that, I can see.
The bill, but again, you do not know, women don't understand that they're putting this on a man with that mentality. You're putting this on him to feel pressure to do it. And now what happens if he's spending his last on it? Are you going to help him with his bills? Most likely not. So do you think that's fair? I don't think so. I come from a family that does that. Like I said, my dad has always done that, and he has the money to do it. He has the money to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm used to that. But I would never sit there and feel like someone had to do it.
You out here throwing fucking jewels. And I don't know where Shawnee's went, because this was like we're about to wrap the portion up. But listen here, people. All right, listen, she's got to take care of mom duties first. You see what I'm saying? She's out here a soldier out here in these streets, people. That's why you dudes make sure you don't come over here half step fucking up her piece and fucking her shit up. But listen here, we appreciate Shawnee's as well as Nels for stopping by Black and the Berry.
Thank you.
Definitely gonna have to do this again. This shit was fucking wild and crazy.
That got the real me right now, honestly. Like, I have nothing to hide.
On a podcast, I understand people be limiting shit you say, but you know what? It's about being real, being raw, and telling the truth. Because if I'm gonna sit up here and be fake, how am I supposed to help women if I'm not gonna really speak on my experience? Really show you that, yeah, women can change, mentality can change, and girls, not all men are the same. How are you gonna explain that to people if you're not giving them a chance to see the real you and what you've really been through?
Also, I don't like when people judge beautiful women and think they never been through anything. Like, I met people in life where they look at me like, oh, she, like, you know, what you know about that? Like, what you know about this? Mm-hmm. And that? Like, no, you don't know my life and my struggle. Like, what are you talking about?
So we're trying to bring awareness, basically.
Yeah, like, I have to bring awareness. I know real shit. Like, I could teach some people some things, or maybe you can understand me too, or we understand each other.
Yeah.
Learn something from your story. Learn something from what you went through, what you're saying. Absolutely. You've walked down the path, so no reason for some of these other women to walk down this path. But listen here, y'all both are great. We're going to have to run this back. I'm going to say something to Los on air right now. He'll know what I mean, and we'll probably talk to you guys about it afterwards, but Double Dare. So was that is the double thing? Was that? I probably said the wrong name, right, Los? Whatever, you know what I was. You know the signal I was trying to tell you. So we're gonna have to do the thing to talk to them about the thing. But people, that's behind the scenes. Thanks. But don't worry about that. It's the Black and the Berry, baby. And listen, we appreciate y'all. Listen, Shawnee's and Nels, thank y'all for stopping by.
Yeah.
I am Dean, baby. That over there across me in the virtual world, the virtual screen, that is the Madman Los, a.k.a. Dr. Los today. Peace, love, and motherfucking chicken. Make sure you hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Go tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hey, Nels, old boy. Hey, old boy.
Come on, man. Come on.
You better share, and subscribe this shit.
I'm fighting
for you. At least you can do is tell somebody to fuck with the God. I can get at least five subscribers out of you.
For that black love.
Come on, do me the right thing, dog.
The queens and the queens.
You know what I'm saying? Peace, love, and chicken, y'all. We out.